Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin with your hosts, Don McCauley and Danielle Hampson.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author R.G. Bud Phelps, and he is the author of Back in the Day, High School and U.S. Navy. Bud, how are you?
Just fine, Don. How about yourself?
Good. Well, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, please?
My experience has been in the field of accounting, and I was in accounting for 50-plus years. Retired, and I have been writing books and helping people through a consulting service. I've decided to write two different life series books, and this Back in the Day is the last of the two.
Tell us about this book, please.
Well, Back in the Day is the second book in my life series, which started with Gibbon's Secrets, and will cover the 10-year period from 1945 to 1955. I will share my historical fiction experiences throughout high school, summers in between, and 4 years in the Navy.
Who did you write this book for specifically?
Well, Don, first and foremost, I wrote Back in the Day for my family. Next, I wrote it for my remaining classmates from the Nebraska School of Agriculture in Curtis. We had over 100 in our class, and there's still a large percentage of them alive and doing well. Then I've written it for individuals that grew up during the same time frame to trigger their own memories. To kids growing up today with an interest in traveling back in time. And finally, to individual readers that enjoy time travel trips back to another time in history.
Now, is there a central message or any type of underlying theme that runs throughout this book?
Well, Don, the central message is the sharing of my historical fiction life through pretend time travel trips throughout the story, giving the readers the opportunity to relive that particular time in our history.
So what's the most important idea you're sharing in this book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Well, I feel that throughout life's many twists and turns, there are adventures around every corner for us to share with someone. And that's what I feel I have done in this historical fiction, Back in the Day.
If you could compare this book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, Don, one of my favorite books that's also historical fiction was Wish You Well by David Baldacci. And it covers the same, very similar time frame as my book. Throughout his book, he is sharing personal memories from his family with a historical fiction style. Even though his story does not totally relate to mine shared in Back in the Day, my personal lifestyle shares fictional happenings during a young man's growing up toward manhood, similar to the fictional happenings he shares in his story.
What was interesting about the high school you attended?
Well, the high school I attended was the Nebraska School of Agriculture. It was founded to provide an agriculture education for high school students of farming and ranching families. NSA was a pioneer in high school agriculture, home economics, and normal training education. Normal training education was designed to supply teachers for the agriculture community's country schools. The NSA campus had all the facilities of a working farm, therefore gave the students an interesting variety.
What's the meaning of the term Exarban?
Exarban was the name of the stock show we had in high school. The thing that's interesting about the title, Exarban is Nebraska spelt backwards.
Where is Curtis located?
Curtis is in the southwest corner of the state, halfway between North Platte and McCook.
Why do you feel that the creeks around Curtis were special in the wintertime?
The creeks, to me, were a winter wonderland in that the snow was draped over the low bushes and hung over the creek banks like soft drapes. And the surface of the creek was always crystallized with ice and reaching out toward the center. And the current was extremely fast in the creeks around where we lived. You could hear the water gurgling under the ice, and I always thought it was a magical winter wonderland just to walk along the creeks.
What's special about NTC San Diego?
NTC San Diego was a training facility, boot camp for sailors. In 1951, there was close to 25,000 sailors being trained when I went there in March of 1951. We were given 4 weeks of intensive naval training, 4 weeks at Camp Elliott for firearms training and marching drills, and 3 weeks back at NTC San Diego for polishing the skills. We arrived in San Diego to beautiful sunshine and short-sleeve weather compared to the cold Nebraska springs that we were facing. So it was pretty special to be able to see all the sunshine and feel the warmth.
Tell us about the tattoo artist in San Diego.
The tattoo artist in San Diego's name was Painless Nell. And believe me, she wasn't painless. I ended up getting a bird tattoo, and she recommended not to put my girlfriend's name on it. And so I put my own name on the beneath the bird. And my friend Johnny Spitz got a tattoo at the same time and passed out in the chair. So she went ahead and did mine first.
Tell us about the NTC in Jacksonville.
NTC Jacksonville was a general aviation training center where they trained the crew that would go on naval air stations or on the aircraft carriers. And my specific training was for naval aviation storekeeping at Jacksonville.
Where was the Bunker Hill Monument, and why is it significant in this story?
The Bunker Hill Monument was in Charlestown, Massachusetts, near Boston. It is significant in this story as my friend Punky Wallace, who was from a longshoreman family, lived in the shadow of the Bunker Hill Monument, right off of the square where the monument was built. Let's see, he told me stories about panhandling tourists by giving them a spiel about the monument's little-known facts. As an example, is 220 feet high granite obliques with 294 steps to the top of the monument. He would say things like, the colonists would shoot out the whites of the British troops' eyes when they reached the crest of the hill, represented by the 6 steps of the monument. He would really spiel a story to do his panhandling.
What's the historical significance of Arctic Rhode Island?
Arctic Rhode Island was formerly known as Jericho, and it was the center of West Warwick, where most of the town municipal buildings were located. The historical significance for back in the day was the fact that 20-plus sailors spent a night in the local jail in Arctic because of a misunderstanding.
What are Little Necks?
Little Necks, I learned about a clam bake in West Warwick. Little Necks are considered to be the very best and the tastiest clams on the East Coast.
What's a flying boxcar?
The flying boxcar was a Fairfield C-119, and it was actually a cargo plane used to transport troops and equipment all around the world. And in our situation, the C-119 flying boxcar transported us from Pomona, New Jersey to Norfolk when we boarded the aircraft carrier. And it had all of our cruise boxes and all of our cruise bags and equipment.
What was most significant about Port-au-Prince, Haiti?
To me, Port-au-Prince, Haiti was the ultimate in showing how poverty affected individuals. You came into the square after you came on the Liberty launch from the carrier, and when you came into the square, you would totally see poverty in every direction that you looked. The little kids looked like they hadn't eaten for some time, and it was a very pitiful sight to see.
Now, most authors have a specific reason for writing a specific book. What was your reason?
My reason was to share with my family and with people that had experienced similar things how it was during the 1945 to 1955 period of time. I felt this story would bring out information to individuals that had not shared these kinds of experiences and bring back similar memories of the individuals that had. And also, I felt that the making the story historical fiction and researching all of the places it was stationed would give individuals an interest in taking this time travel trip in my book with me.
What part of this book do you personally like best?
Well, you know, if I would say the high school, then the people I was associated with the Navy would say, well, come on now, the Navy was more important. Or if I said the Navy, the high school people. So I liked all three time frames. I liked the high school experience, the summers in between, and the 4 years in the Navy. Probably most prominent were the 4 years in the Navy.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
You can buy this book in Amazon or in CreateSpace Bookstore or in any of your favorite small bookstores. Barnes & Noble, you can order the book. Ingram Distributing distributes the book to all the local bookstores. You can also order my books on my own website, www.budsbooks.com. And when you order them on my website, I sign all the books that I ship from the website.
Could you spell your last name for us, please?
It's P-H-E-L-P-S, Phelps.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been R.G. Bud Phelps, and he is the author of Back in the Day, High School and U.S. Navy. Bud, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. And if you're an author, don't forget to visit Book Marketing, the author's marketing powerhouse, at www.theauthorsmarketingpowerhouse.com. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.